hatred and anger make us lose our appetite and sleep, and we suffer mentally. The enemy actually feels happy seeing us depressed. On the other hand, however, if we remain calm and in a very happy mood, the enemy is not able to feel any satisfaction. Furthermore, anger really destroys our sense of judgment that can discern long-term and short-term consequences. Having an enemy is useful because it gives us the opportunity to practice patience and tolerance. This practice is highly necessary for the development of genuine compassion and love. We cannot learn real patience and tolerance from a guru or a friend. They can be practiced only when we come in contact with someone who creates unpleasant experiences. According to Shantideva, the 8th century Indian yogi, enemies are really good for us as we can learn a lot from them and build our inner strength. The practice of love and compassion is not a religious practice or a sacred thing, but a question of survival. In terms of humanity, I think the economy is facing a global crisis, and there is, of course, the question of world peace. In every field, the important factor is compassion and a good heart. Here we have to distinguish between love and compassion. Usually, people are impatient in love, as love is mixed or polluted with attachment. The indication of such a pollution is that our love is dependent on how the other person responds to us. For example, if someone is very close to us and something distasteful happens, our attitude changes immediately and the love disappears. However, there is another kind of love that is genuine, where one realizes that the other person is like oneself, who wants happiness and does not want suffering, and who has every right to overcome the suffering and achieve happiness. On that basis, a genuine love and kindness is developed, and that remains in the relationship. When we talk about the importance of love and kindness, we refer to genuine love, and not to the love and kindness that are greatly influenced by ignorance. Sometimes people say that when anger arises, it is better to express it rather than hide or suppress it. Of course, there are different levels of anger. The first and foremost thing is to realize the negativity of anger and hatred. Once you are convinced of that, you naturally try to distance yourself from it. Yet, if strong anger arises and is difficult to suppress, just try to forget about the object of anger. Take, for example, my own practice and my own experience. I am from Amdo, in the northeastern part of Tibet. People from these areas are generally regarded as being very short-tempered. When I was young, even I had that trait. As time passed, I practiced these things to subdue my mind. My anger has reduced greatly. On certain occasions, anger or irritation arise, but they disappear quickly, and I have hardly any feeling of hatred. Thus, it is through practice that you can bring about your inner development. There is a possibility of change. In order to change, we must first change ourselves. If we don't change, nothing will change, and expecting others to change is then quite unrealistic. The human mind is always changing, and if you make some effort in the right direction, ultimately, mental changes will occur, and you can get an enormous amount of peace and happiness without any pain or expense. Peace and happiness must be developed within oneself. As Buddha says, you are your own master. One's future entirely depends on oneself. Nobody else can take care of one's future life, and the present rests on one's own shoulders.